Trevor Noah, Michael Bloomberg encouraged his police department to treat black people like they were all criminals. By BenQ on February 14, 2020. Show host Trevor Noah ripped Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg over his comments about the stop and frisk policy, accusing him of talking about black people like they are crime piñatas. After touching on President Donald Trump's spat with the former New York mayor, Noah warned that such arguments are the least of Mike Bloomberg's problems, while the real threat to Bloomberg's campaign is his past. Mike Bloomberg goes tweet to tweet with Trump trading childish insults, and faces backlash after 2015 audio of him making racist remarks surfaces online, read The Daily Show YouTube. Earlier this week, an audio clip emerged of Bloomberg defending his stop and frisk policy during a speech at the Aspen Institute speech in 2015. Bloomberg said at the time, "It's controversial, but first thing is all of your 95% of your murderers, and murder victims fit one mo. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all of the cops. They are male, minorities, 15 to 25. That's true in New York, it's true in virtually every city in America. And that's where the real crime is. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of the people that are getting killed." Bloomberg also defended putting more police on the streets to stop and frisk minorities who were arrested for possession of marijuana. "Yes, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in minority neighborhoods," he continued. "Yes, that's true. Why do we do it? Because that's where all the crime is." Noah hammered Bloomberg over his comments. "Of course it doesn't reflect what you do every day," Noah argued. "You're not the mayor anymore. Nobody thinks you're stopping and frisking black people on your personal time. Mostly because you can't reach their pockets." Noah also dismissed Bloomberg's defense that the speech took place 5 years ago. "What difference is that supposed to make for you?" he contended, adding that it is Bloomberg were saying, "Look, 5 years ago I was just a 72-year-old man, I didn't know any better. I'm much older now, which automatically makes you less racist." As much as Bloomberg is trying to reposition himself now that he needs the support of black voters, he encouraged his police department to treat black people like they were all criminals, he continued. Initial data appears to suggest that Bloomberg's campaign has been largely unaffected by the comments, with him polling at an average of 14.2%, compared with under 5% when he entered the race. Despite surpassing Elizabeth Warren, he still currently lags behind Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, who are currently polling at 23.6 and 19.2% respectively. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.